This week, we have been exploring why so many of Maine public schools can't seem to find enough foreign language teachers. In his third and final report of the series, Robbie Feinberg takes us into one of these classrooms to see if technology might be the answer.
Keep it down, please. Thank you.
The foreign language class at Madison Area Memorial High School is unusually quiet. There's no teacher at the front. Instead, students are just scattered around the room, donning headsets plugged into their laptops.
We put the headphones in and we can hear it speak back to us, and then we speak back.
Senior Benjamin Peck speaks French into the Rosetta Stone language learning program on his laptop. It responds to each correct answer with a glowing green light, telling Peck that his answers are right.
Garçon. You also have to wait till it's green. Garçon.
At Madison, this is how all foreign language learning will look during the 2016-2017 school year. No teachers, just computers. The reason, says Principal Jessica Ward, is that the school's foreign language teacher left this summer, and there was no luck in finding a replacement.
You know, I called the University of Southern Maine, UMF, the state even, and every answer was there just is not anybody that they know of or that has recently graduated or anything like that. So we kind of were left with nobody.
That left the school scrambling with just a few weeks until the start of the academic year. But then the guidance counselor had an idea. Why not try Rosetta Stone, the same language immersion software that's sold commercially?
You know, we were a little hesitant, like, is this really going to be a good thing? But, you know, kids are so used to learning online, and they really can be independent with this program, go at their own pace. So it's kind of interesting. It has worked out pretty well.
With foreign language teachers in short supply, more and more schools now see Rosetta Stone and other language learning software as a potential solution. The company says the program is used in more than 4,000 schools nationwide. And other districts, such as SAD 13 in Bingham, are also embracing the program. Ward, for one, sees the 50 different language options as an individualized learning experience she couldn't have offered otherwise.
So that way, like I said, if kids want to take something that we can't offer, they at least have the opportunity to do that. And we're not sort of closing those doors or not providing those opportunities.
It's kind of like, you know, fingernails on chalkboard. It is disturbing.
Linda Britt is a professor of Spanish at the University of Maine, Farmington.
The idea that you're going to take a 14-year-old and put them in front of a computer and say, okay, now you're going to learn, I think it's very difficult.
This is a common response from foreign language educators when asked to weigh in on language learning software. It's a solid tool for exposure and practice, but it can't introduce you to the culture or traditions of a place, or help you learn to interact and think differently about the world.
You know, they teach vocabulary. Rosetta Stone teaches vocabulary beautifully. Their lexical instruction pages are really nicely done, but it's like it gives you the building blocks, but it doesn't teach you how to put it together.
Jillian Lord is the chair of the Department of Spanish and Portuguese Studies at the University of Florida. Lord conducted her own small exploratory study in which she compared outcomes for students who learned Spanish in class and those who used Rosetta Stone. She says the Rosetta Stone group did see success in areas such as vocabulary, but she says they couldn't really use that vocabulary in practice.
If I asked them a question, they would give me this blank stare. But if I asked, you know, I would say, what is this? And then they could name, oh, that's a pen. But if I said, what's the weather like today? They would just kind of look at me and say, is it sunny or cloudy? Oh, it's sunny. They just didn't have the skills to kind of put the tools into something that resembled real language.
In Madison, Principal Jessica Ward says she doesn't expect Rosetta Stone to be a permanent solution, more a temporary one until the school can find a teacher. And in the meantime, students like sophomore Jessica Turcott and senior Benjamin Peck say they're enjoying the unusual class.
Honestly, I like it better. You can work at your own pace and you don't get distracted as much by the rest of the classroom, but you find yourself not really needing to ask questions because of the way the program's set up.
I'm just not really good with paperwork and writing and reading and stuff, so I like to just go at it, and I feel like the Rosetta Stone program helps me just go at it.
Ultimately, some educators believe that the solution to this shortage of foreign language teachers may have to include technology. Others say the answer may lie within the diverse communities that are already in the state. Grace Valenzuela, director of the Multilingual and Multicultural Center at Portland Public Schools, says the state must find ways to recruit teaching talent from these communities.
Our higher ed should be prepared for how to support those students. And how do you reach out to them as well?
Other states are developing collaborations aimed at bringing more foreign language teachers into their systems. Utah, for example, has created an international guest teacher license and partners with countries such as Peru, China, and Brazil.
Adios.
Adios.
But in the meantime, more schools may have to turn to technology. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.